Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is August 3rd, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out the History of Trading videos on the MarketsWiki Education page on johnlothiannews.com, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The dog days of summer are from July 3rd to August 11th each year, according to the Farmer's Almanac. These are the hottest days of the year that are, quote, not fit, unquote, for a dog. We have just a little more than a week before we hopefully see some respite from the summer heat, just in time for kids to head back to school in mid-August. One of my favorite events of the summer is also coming up the second weekend in August, the annual Williams Bay Lions Club Corn and Brat Roast. Williams Bay is a small town on the north side of Geneva Lake, just east of Fontana, where CQG's Pat Kenny serves as village president. The Corn and Brat Roast features some of the best sweet corn, live music, and a fireworks display on Saturday night. It's a fun time and raises money that funds numerous village groups, including the Little League. I used to be a Little League coach in Williams Bay when I was working for Thomas J. Cashman as a driver when I was in my teens, and Thomas F. Cashman was one of my players. Also in Williams Bay is a quirky store called the Green Grocer that occupies space in a century-old building that held Bay Hardware during my youth. My nephew Andrew Lothian, who performs under the name Wallace Tallman, plays at the Green Grocer on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays during midday when he does not have other gigs to play. Celebrities from Albert Einstein to Harrison Ford have visited Williams Bay. If you are looking for some fun near Chicago the second weekend of August, consider coming to the Corn and Brat Roast. Despite the Fitch Ratings downgrade of the credit rating of the U.S., Warren Buffett is buying U.S. Treasuries, Bloomberg reported. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway bought $10 billion worth of U.S. Treasuries last Monday, he said. Chicago Federal Reserve Policy Advisor and Head of Financial Markets Risk Analysis, Ketan B. Patel, and Senior Financial Markets Analyst Santiago I. Sordo Palacios discuss how U.S.-defined pension plans compare to those at the center of the U.K. turmoil in 2022 in an article in the Chicago Fed Letter. There's a link for it in today's newsletter. A.J. Jain is starting a new position as Vice President Regulatory Technology at Cboe Global Markets. He was previously Senior Director of Data and Analytics at Cboe, and before that had been Executive Director and Head of Market Regulatory Systems at CME Group. Climate Bonds Connect 2023 convenes decision makers at a series of invitation-only in-person regional conferences and a larger online audience at the London Global Conference. Climate Bonds Connect's 2023 theme is Ready, Set, Transition. Upcoming events include New York on September 23rd and London on November 9 and 10. The focus will be on establishing standards for high-emitting industries like steel and cement, which will provide clarity to investors looking to support credible transitions. You can view videos from the Hong Kong and Bogota events that have already occurred and learn more with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were why Wall Street's biggest bull just got a little more cautious on the stock market. Stocks are in a slow motion melt up as investors realize the bull market isn't a fluke. Bank stocks could soon catch up with the market. Here's how to play it. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have another video from our FIA IDX coverage. The headline, Exegy's Laurent DeBerry on Exegy's Tech Solutions, how it helps firms address IT costs and its crypto plans. Laurent DeBerry, Director of Hardware Trading Solutions at Exegy, spoke with JLN correspondent Julie Ross at IDX in London. She asked him how Exegy helps firms address IT cost constraints, and he mentioned how Exegy helps companies make sure that when they pay for a solution, it will help them differentiate themselves from the marketplace. He talked about the acquisition of Vela in 2021 and how it enriched Exegy's portfolio. Ross also asked him who Exegy's primary customers are. He talked about the major latency races among market makers and quant firms and said that is not likely to end anytime soon. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. California law threatens to help drive up bacon prices. Wholesale pork belly prices nearly triple as the state's animal welfare measure takes effect. Bacon prices could soon start heating up. Wholesale prices for pork belly, the cut of meat used to make bacon, have surged this summer, nearly tripling since the start of June after hitting a multi-year low in May. Pork belly prices were at $2.15 a pound on Wednesday, just short of their highest level since last August. The run-up could soon pressure restaurants and supermarkets that had been stepping up bacon promotions. My comment, there goes my triple bacon burger. That is triple bacon, not triple burger. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. Robinhood needs to steal more users. Online brokerage posts surprise profit, but drop in active users show how much further it still has to go. Robinhood Markets turned a surprise profit in the second quarter, but that may not have been enough to nab back its momentum just yet. What originally got the world so excited about Robinhood explosive growth in active users is a thing of the past. Monthly active users declined by about 1 million over the course of the second quarter to about 10.8 million. That is around half the level of 2 years ago when Robinhood was in the midst of the 2021's wild trading surge. Transaction-based revenue from equities, options, and crypto trading is also falling, dropping 8% quarter over quarter. My comment, what is the unique value proposition of Robinhood today? Here's a story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, the long arm of the Kremlin and the politics of uranium. The potential for Europe after the coup in Niger is a win for Putin. The town of Arlit, a desolate settlement on the southern fringes of the Sahara, is the improbable ground zero of a new geopolitical tussle, the fight for the control of uranium, the fuel that powers the nuclear industry. It was there, in the arid ranges of northern Niger, where French geologists found the radioactive mineral in the 1950s. Since then, French state-owned companies have dug it out from their former colony, transforming Niger into the world's seventh largest producer. In 2022, the mines surrounding Arlit accounted for 25% of all European Union uranium imports. My comment, there are those who think the world is all about the acquisition of natural resources. They are not all wrong. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was The Failed Promise of Unregulated Crypto by Chris Edmonds, Chief Development Officer, ICE, in JLN. Second was DeFi Died and We Didn't Even Notice from CoinDesk. Third was our Markets Wiki page for Chris S. Edmonds. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline, How Bonds Ate the Entire Financial System, a very short, very wild history of the market that will shape the next financial crisis. It was a crisp September day in 2015 when Timothy Young arrived at Houten, an unremarkable Dutch commuter town, determined to collect an almost 400-year-old debt. He carried a case containing a fragile piece of goatskin covered in dense writing and numbers. It was a bond issued in 1648 by a group of Dutch landowners who had managed the dikes on a stretch of the River Lek. They had borrowed 1,000 guilders from a local merchant, and the bond explained that in return for the loan, the merchant would receive a 5% interest payment every year forever. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. With AI booming, Gary Gensler wants to keep finance safe for humans. The head of the SEC is focused on the risk to markets and investors when artificial intelligence is making trades and recommendations. Gary Gensler would like to talk about something other than crypto. After 2 years of battling an industry that he says is riddled with scams and fraud, the head of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is focused on a different technology that has all of finance buzzing, artificial intelligence. Unlike digital coins and non-fungible tokens, AI warrants the hype, according to Wall Street's top regulator. This is the most transformative technology of this generation, Gensler says. There, we can get to crypto later. We're taking so much of what we humans do on a daily basis and automating it. And then finally, here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, SEC tells some Wall Street brokers to clean up their anti-money laundering controls. Regulator issues risk alert, citing flaws in certain broker-dealers' efforts to combat the flow of dirty money. Some Wall Street stockbrokers must do more to ensure their services aren't being used to launder dirty money, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission said. The SEC's examinations unit this week issued a risk alert, saying it had observed broker-dealers that weren't putting enough resources or staffing into their anti-money laundering programs. The unit also found that some firms were inconsistent in their implementation of policies and procedures designed to stop financial criminals. No firms were named. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.